Welcome to the Referral Agent Podcast. My name is Tom McGivern. I'm a licensed broker associate here on Long Island. This podcast is dedicated to connecting with other real estate agents throughout the country. I will tell you about our market and how we do things here and how I do things here. And hopefully we can connect so we can take care of our clients. Hello, welcome to the Referral Agent Podcast. My name is Tom McGivern. Today's April 13th, 2020. And this is episode 2. Today we're having a massive windstorm here today. Lots of rain, thunderstorms, as we're all hunkered in during COVID-19. Anyways, I thought today I would go over, kind of give people who are listening to this podcast, the agents, hopefully, what our market looks like. I'm just going to, I'm in Suffolk County, so I can sell homes all throughout New York State, obviously, but Nassau, Suffolk, Queens. But I just picked out Suffolk County to give you an idea of what type of money is here for you if you are working with somebody. They could be maybe in Florida, a snowbird who owns a home here and there and has plans to move permanently down to Florida. Who knows when? This year, next year? I don't know. But they're going to need a real estate agent here in New York. So I want to be that resource. And I went over that in the first episode, and I'll always kind of come back to that every episode. But the average selling price is $512,000 in Suffolk County. If you looked at the median selling price, right, which is $420,000, huge difference between the two. So I picked the median sales price. Again, the average we all know is you take all the numbers and then you divide them by the number of homes sold, right? The median is basically that number that sits in the middle of all of the sale prices. These are homes that have sold in the last year as per our MLS. It's the current as of March 2020. The median sale price is $420,000. So that's the number that falls right in the middle. And to give you an idea, on a 2% listing commission, let's just say that, okay? Of course, I have listings that are 3%. Most of them are 3%, but in this market where things are a little bit more lean, competition is extremely high. I am considering all options, so I'm just tossing out a number in general. And the 2% listing commission is $8,400. That's the average commission here. And at a 35% referral fee, that's $2,940. So it's something to keep in mind as you're, if you're living in other states. What I think, again, is we're going to see is a lot of people leaving Long Island in higher numbers over the next 12 months to 24 months. That could have something to do with COVID-19 being a little too close to home, so to speak. We've been, basically in the midst of the epicenter of this pandemic. And always something like this always causes people to want to make a move. Also, the state and local taxes here. Our taxes are amongst the highest in the nation, property taxes. And I know that the state and local tax or SALT deductions being capped at $10,000 definitely has had an impact and will continue to have an impact for people who live here with high taxes. These multi-million dollar houses, and your house doesn't have to be worth $1 million to have $15,000, $20,000 taxes. You can have a $750,000 house in Dix Hills, for instance, and be paying, $18,000, $19,000, $20,000 in your annual property taxes. Yes, that's right, $20,000. I lived in North Carolina too for a couple of years, owned a home, and back in, you know, whenever 2000, my taxes were $700 a year here, there per month. Like that's $700 per month is like a good taxes. So I know that can be a little strange to hear as a real estate agent in another state, but be that as it may, I think there's more and more people are going to be leaving this area. And if you have somebody that you know is moving to your area, whether they own a second home or not, or you just know them, you need a real estate agent. I would love to be the agent that you give a call. My team here would love to help you out. So real quick, as of April 10th, I think it's current, all appointments, I'm going to give you a kind of an outline of where we are with regard to instructions and lawful instruction here. It's a little crazy. Figured you might be interested in comparing it to where you live. And then I'm going to dive into the last topic, go over it briefly. Just want to always offer something interesting or have a nice, interesting conversation about your CRM or a CRM. What is it? Why do we use it? And just toss that out there. I'm going to go over topics, I guess, on this podcast that hopefully are helpful to people. So April 10th, 2020, all appointments must be virtual and inspectors can only communicate virtually with the buyer during an inspection. The agent cannot attend. We also cannot attend the walkthrough as of now. So final walkthroughs, they're really tightening down on us being in the field. I believe appraisals can be done, but I know that they're trying to push drive-by appraisals, which is, you know, a good thing. That, you know, I don't have a problem with drive-by appraisals, certainly. How might that impact the home value? I mean, I don't know, but obviously you'll have contact with the appraiser. You'll be able to still send them comparables and, you know, help the deal support the transaction. So with that, I want to talk about, you know, what's your CRM look like? And to give you, I'm going over this, obviously I want to be able to prove some value, let you know what I do, not everything, but we are organized. And I think covering a topic like this may help folks understand, you know, that I'm not some guy who doesn't know what he's doing. And, you know, my partner Colleen and I, we run a tight ship where we're organized, and that's a good thing. But what does your CRM look like? Do you need one? Right? If you have one, what are some of the cool things that you like about it? Or if you're considering a CRM, what might you think it should have? And what do you not know about it? So that, you know, like, hey, maybe I could shed some light on some things you may want to look at, because I've used several over the years. First and foremost, if you're using Excel spreadsheets, if you're doing, you know, $50,000 or less in income, you probably don't need one. Be honest. You could probably manage your business or for your emails, Outlook, Gmail, you know, keep in touch with folks. You know, send some letters, print some, handwrite some envelopes, things like that. But if you're kind of growing, you're going to need a CRM, I think. And one of the cool things in some of these CRMs is they have these third-party applications. So things like directing, funneling any online inquiries from various websites directly into your CRM. So they contact you online and boom, it goes right to your CRM. Very powerful. It's there already. You don't have to upload them manually. It kind of streamlines that process and then you can follow up with them. A couple of other things too, they might come with texting features. Like again, these third-party applications that are really powerful. And it might even include like email autoresponders. So if somebody, you know, contacts you online, you need your CRM, they'll load into your CRM and then automatically send a branded email from you regarding an update on their inquiry. So Milo's like, that's very limited in terms of the CRM, you know, stuff like BombBomb. You can have, you know, integrations there, third-party integrations like that as well. Very cool, powerful stuff. If you're not familiar with BombBomb, I'm not recommending it per se, but it definitely has its advantages. And if you wanted to communicate with clients via video, you know, they can have those integrations in your CRM so that they're directly linked and you could just click a button and do a video email. So pretty cool stuff. Also, obviously mass emails. That's a huge advantage, you know, organizing your stuff. And then there's ways to organize your CRM so that if you wanted to only, you know, email sellers in here or, you know, these amount of buyers with buyers at these price ranges or buyers in these areas, you can like, you know, make your CRM a living, breathing thing that makes it easy for you to do things instead of like BCCing people and, you know, whatever else you might do from your regular Gmail. What is the main function of CRM? Like the main thing that you would use it for is, that's a great question. I know the answer, but if you were to ask that of most people, I don't know if they'd be able to understand why they need one or why it's good to have one. Basically, it provides a platform for you, for your organization to track your business and your activities. Right? If you set goals, you have to have activities that support your goals. And I'm not going to preach about writing them down and doing all this stuff. That's for somebody else to do. This is just a podcast to put some information out there. So hopefully someone will listen to it and say, wow, you know, I want to refer this dude a client. I think he's going to take good care of him. Right. But I also want to prove a little value to people who are just getting started or, you know, can get something out of this. That's what a CRM does. It does organize. It provides you an organized platform to track your business and your activities. Your activities support your business, your goals, and help you achieve things, whether they're written down goals or the goals in your head that say, hey, I want to make $75,000 this year. I want to help, 25 people buy or sell a house this year, whatever your goals are. I think a lot of people know about certain CRMs, one of them being Top Producer. I've used it for a long time, and it is a very good CRM. It's not too complicated, which is good. And I've used other ones like Referral Maker, which was Buffini and Company. It is Buffini and Company, if you're familiar with Brian Buffini. Very, you know, very easy to use, simple, and to the point. And it's geared towards helping you produce and do activities. I don't know what the pricing of these things are. I know what Top Producer is because I use it. But I think the base is like $30. And then with some of these CRMs, you can connect your website to them. They can offer a website like Top Producer does. So I use a couple of those different products and they're good for prospecting. So if you go to TomAndColleenSell.com, TomAndColleenSell.com, that's our team website. That is a Top Producer website and the functions there. I mean, obviously I've built that website over the last few months. I just changed all the colors. I put the new logos in there. I did all this stuff because I know how to use them and manipulate HTML and everything else a little bit so that it can look half decent when it's out there and provide value to anybody who goes there. So if they want to get a home value, they can get that. If they want to learn more about us, they can click on YouTube videos, things like that. So that is, again, linked. So if someone contacts me there, it goes right into the CRM and then puts them at the top and says, hey, you need to contact these people. So it streamlines a lot of things. Instead of working off of a pad or an Excel spreadsheet that you forget to look at. I hope this was helpful. This is the second podcast. And if you have anybody that you want to refer us, or you want to call me and just, touch base and let me know, hey, down the road, I'm going to be referring to somebody, that would be fantastic. My number is 631-831-9048. I will be doing another one of these podcasts probably later in the week. Could be tomorrow. I don't know. We are busy, but we are stuck at home. So I'm doing a lot of virtual stuff right now. And you may want to consider doing stuff like this. If you have any questions about what I do too, I mean, feel free. You can text or call me at that number. There's so many ways to get in touch with me, but linktr.ee/TomMcGivern. You can find me there as well. All the platforms we're on. And that's basically it. All right. Give me a call. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to helping our clients when that time arises. All right. Thanks. Hey, before you go, head over to linktr.ee/TomMcGivern. You'll find all of our social platforms there, our websites. If you aren't using a link tree, also check that out, linktr.ee. You should be using that product. It's awesome. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I look forward to helping serve our clients together.